Good morning. It is a Tuesday morning, and that means Mike Goodwin, city editor of the Times Union, joins us. Good morning, Mike.
Hello, Dave.
Well, the coronavirus is topping all the news and the surge that continues in our region, and it also includes a nurse's strike at Albany Med this morning.
Yeah, that's right. At 7 a.m. this morning, and there's no reason to believe this will be averted. The nurses at Albany Med will go on strike for 24 hours. They've been stuck in a two-year negotiation with the hospital over a new contract. They say they have few options left, and the hospital says it will staff the hospital with agency nurses and other staff while the nurses are on strike. Overall, deaths due to the coronavirus in the capital region more than doubled during November. Local counties here reported 49 coronavirus deaths this month compared to just 20 in October and 6 in September. Victims range in age from 43 to 102. Many of the people who died lived in the general community, but others lived in nursing homes and assisted living facilities, has been reported extensively. Albany County keeps breaking its record for hospitalizations. On Monday, 72 residents were hospitalized, the most the county has seen since the pandemic started. And two local police departments are confronting outbreaks, although details are kind of vague from both. In Albany, 22 cases have now been confirmed and linked to an outbreak at the police academy that began on November 19th. Cadets and officers have been affected, though a police spokesman on Monday could not offer a breakdown on who's sick. Saratoga Springs released a vaguely worded statement late Monday saying, quote-unquote, some members of its agency had tested positive for COVID-19. The police department offered no specifics on what it was doing to address patrols with illness in its ranks.
And then, of course, there's the governor, Andrew Cuomo, of course, evolving the set of rules as we go forward for new restrictions. We have all these micro-cluster zones now.
The school districts in the capital region were gearing up to test 20% of their on-site students and staff in accordance with the Cuomo administration's yellow zone rules, which would be triggered after 10 days of elevated positivity rates. And in Albany County, that would be over 3%. But yesterday, the governor's office issued new metrics that will be used to determine who goes into micro clusters. For now, it seems to have staved off an uptick in testing rules at local schools. The governor on Monday said that he'll be adding hospitalizations and death rates, available hospital and intensive care beds, and available health care staff to the metrics the state uses to make zone designations. Other levels of trigger zones have not yet been established and will be announced later this week.
We've been speaking with Mike Goodwin. He is the city editor of the Albany Times Union. To read more about this and other stories, head to timesunion.com. Mike, thank you. We'll catch up with you next week.